This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
But let's go ahead and start with our first important story, and that is Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed. Guys, I've spent a lot of time over the last 4 years trying to focus on exposing the crimes of Donald Trump, not because I have Trump derangement syndrome and an orange man bad, because, you know, there's a couple things that Trump has done that I can say those are probably better than worse. But as a journalist, I've stayed objective, and I can see that Trump does not present an extremely large change from everything else that we've been dealing with prior to this. I know a lot of you are like, oh, he's not a politician or whatever. But when you really look at the facts and you don't look at his tweets and you don't look at his outbursts, and also you don't pay attention to the left-wing media that just kind of attacks him for BS things. Like, sometimes they get it right, but they totally ignore the fact that Trump dropped more drone bombs than Obama. Nobody's talking about that. You know, all these different things that they could easily hit him on, they ignore, and they instead they, you know, try to interpret everything he does as racism. Like, I think the guy's a bigot. I think he's an idiot. I don't really like his personality at all. But even if I set that aside and I look at his actions, I can see just based on his actions alone, he is not on our side. And I know many of you are still holding on to that. But I've spent a lot of time exposing Trump's connections to big oil. Way back in 2016, when one of the first people Trump appointed was the former governor of Texas, which is, again, where I'm from, Rick Perry. And some of you who've been around for more than a year or two might remember that Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, who then became, I think, the head of the Department of Energy under Trump, he was a Bilderberg member. He'd attended Bilderberg several times, and this was something big that people in the alternative media, say, for example, Alex Jones, was calling out years ago. And then I did a video you can find on our website called "The Silence from InfoWars is Deafening," and it was at the beginning of the Trump administration, basically saying, like, look, InfoWars, if they weren't already sold out, they're selling out here. Instead, you can go back and find these old articles about Rick Perry calling him a globalist, Bilderberg, whatever. And then after he gets appointed to the Trump administration, there's not even a mention of it. And so these kinds of I guess you could say discrepancies have shown up a lot over the Trump administration. So I, for those who think I'm just a Biden lover or a Hillary lover, or I'm just some leftist communist, you know, you can go down that road if you like, but we're going to stick with the facts. And what I want to address tonight is that today Donald Trump gave his first press conference since the 2020 US presidential soap opera election. And he didn't address the election at all, other than saying some kind of weird statement of like, well, if, you know, there won't be a lockdown if I'm in office, but, you know, maybe things will be different under a different administration, at least acknowledging for the first time publicly that he might not be there, which I think ultimately is what's going to happen. All his followers think there's going to be some big fight. I think it's just going to, he might make a big hubbub. He might not shake Biden's hand and people will make a big deal out of it. But I think ultimately the power will pass to Biden. But today, Trump, in this press conference, he was specifically speaking about the successes of Operation Warp Speed. And if you've been following my work, you've seen me, Ryan Christian from The Last American Vagabond, and Whitney Webb from The Last American Vagabond and Unlimited Hangout do extensive reporting and video reports and interviews about Operation Warp Speed, exposing that it is a military operation that is being run vastly. The vast majority of the people on the Operation Warp Speed kind of team are from the military, from the DOD. There are some civilians, there are some big pharma people. And I pointed out way back in May that when Trump launched Operation Warp Speed, that the head of Operation Warp Speed was a guy named Moncef Slaoui, who is a former executive with GlaxoSmithKline, which is a huge vaccine manufacturer, who have been sued for some of the problems associated with their vaccines. This guy also sits on the board of Moderna, who is one of the leading 6 candidates to develop the COVID-19 vaccine. And there's all these different conflicts of interest. I've covered this a lot in the past. If this is new to you, go to theconsciousresistance.com and search Operation Warp Speed, and you'll find some of my past reports. So we already know the problems with Operation Warp Speed, But today, Donald Trump decides to give a press conference, and we're going to show you the clip. And so you can hear it in his own words. This is just a 1 minute and 21 second clip. It's been viewed 1.4 million times already. This is earlier today, 4 p.m. And listen to how proud and excited Trump seems about, oops, I got to put the audio on. Trump seems about the vaccine. Does this sound like a man who is trying to protect people from vaccines? Now, granted, of course, you could say it's coming down to choice. This is what I've heard from a lot of his followers is, no, he's just doing that because he knows that a lot of people do want vaccines. And I literally had somebody tell me with a straight face today that this was 10D chess. And I thought, well, okay, I thought that we only said that when we make fun of those people. Now they're actually saying it. But I've had people say, no, he's just kind of playing saving face because he knows lots of people want vaccines and he doesn't want to turn them off. Or, no, he's doing this to catch big pharma. I mean, it's just BS. But okay, here we go. Check this clip. This is Donald Trump today, this afternoon, talking about the success of Operation Warp Speed and vaccines.
As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective. This far exceeds any and all expectations. Nobody thought they'd get to that level. And we have others coming, which we think will be at equal level, maybe more if that's possible. In July, my administration reached an agreement with Pfizer to provide $1.95 billion to support the mass manufacturing and distribution of 100 million doses, with the option to purchase a total of 600 million doses shortly thereafter. Our investment will make it possible for the vaccine to be provided by Pfizer free of charge. Pfizer said it wasn't part of Warp Speed, but that turned out to be an unfortunate misrepresentation. They are part. That's why we gave them the $1.95 billion. And it was an unfortunate mistake that they made when they said that. We will work to secure an emergency use authorization, which should be coming down extremely soon. And my administration will then coordinate the distribution of the vaccine. And it will be approved. I think, again, it will be approved very, very quickly, we hope.
All right. So does that sound like the voice and the words of a man who is against the vaccine or is questioning the vaccine? Or I didn't even hear any mention of, like, by the way, you know, it's going to be voluntary. And this is the thing, is that so many people seem so desperate to believe that Trump is their savior, is going to protect them, that they look for any sort of pieces of something to latch onto and say, oh, but look, you know, this one time he kind of acknowledged that some people, not everybody's going to want it. And look, I mean, we know enough about Trump's personality that when he claims to stand for something, he does not mind getting on Twitter and tweeting a bunch about it. So if he feels so strongly, or if he had any principles of self-ownership and respect of bodily autonomy, don't you think he would be getting out on Twitter and just doing a tweet storm saying, I am going to stand for your self-ownership. I respect individual liberty. You will not be forced to take this vaccine if you don't want to. Why not come out strong and said, it's like, oh, look, this one time he acknowledged that some people won't want it. Okay, well, that's not saying that he's going to allow it. I mean, and the point is, he might not even be president if this whole Biden thing goes through. But I just want to get this into people's mind. And look, I hear the arguments about Biden might be worse. We're going to get into Biden. Trust me, I've got a Biden article coming up. But at the end of the day, I think Trump is worse in some ways because he tricked a lot of right-wing people who were awake and pushing back against the things that Obama are doing. When Trump was coming for, you know, saying that you got to take the guns and then you can, you know, do the check afterwards. He supported red flag laws. He said you got to get the shots when it came to the measles vaccine a year or two ago. You know, in a lot of ways, he just continued the same traditions. Biden will be worse, but that's just because things get progressively worse. Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, you know, it's just going to keep getting worse as long as we keep supporting and voting and electing, you know, lesser of two evils. Things are just going to gradually get worse. So I want to show you guys a couple more clips here now as we continue this look at what Trump has actually said. And again, that's the goal I'm trying to get here, is to show you what has Trump actually said, not what he tweeted back in 2015, whenever he said that, you know, vaccines cause autism or something like that, but what he's actually saying now. So one of the other instances I've seen his supporters point out is this. This was in September, when Scott Atlas, who's, you know, was recently added to the Trump Coronavirus Task Force, and you see the title, it says Trump confirms vaccines for COVID not mandatory. But when you watch this 4-minute video, that is not at all what happens. For one, Trump doesn't say anything about the vaccines being mandatory or not mandatory or anything. It is this guy, Scott Atlas, that you're looking at there, the new kind of coronavirus task force guy, that actually says it. So I'm going to play you this clip here and then just listen to what he says. And again, though, once again, you can see how people are sort of They're just like grasping for straws. The guy doesn't come out strong and say, look, we're going to stand up for bodily autonomy. The Trump administration is against forcing vaccines. He basically throws in one sentence, and then the supporters just latch onto that one sentence. So check this out.
The people who are in the prioritized list of including high risk, including first responders, will have the ability to take the vaccine. No one's being mandated to be vaccinated at.
So that was it right there. Did you guys hear that? Let's just go back one more time. He's describing how the vaccine is going to be distributed. This is back in September, though.
Responders will have the ability to take the vaccine. No one's being mandated to be vaccinated.
So that's it. No one's being mandated. That was from, yes, it did come from the Trump administration. But see, the title says Trump confirms. Trump didn't say anything. It was Scott Atlas, who, again, is part of his coronavirus task force. But that was just one line. Why isn't that, if that's the policy, why isn't that being promoted? Why isn't it being put out in Front Street that, hey, we're going to protect people's individual liberty? Now, let me give you one more example that just popped up in the day, literally the day before the election, which is not mysterious at all. Somebody shared this to me and they said, hey, look, you're ragging on Trump, but look at this. Trump actually said people will not be enforced. The vaccine, coronavirus vaccine, won't be enforced. So I looked it up, and this is from The Independent in the UK. Trump claims coronavirus vaccine would not be enforced on all Americans if he wins re-election. And, you know, it's an interesting title, right? And it kind of claims one thing or another. Let's just read it, look into what it actually says. Donald Trump says a coronavirus vaccine would not be enforced as mandatory for all Americans if he wins the second term. During one of his final 2020 election cycle campaign rallies, this one in Michigan, the president claimed his general election foe, former president, Vice President Joe Biden, would turn the entire country into a, quote, prison state and would deploy a vaccine if he is elected on Tuesday. And so that's all it says. Like, there's no direct quote from Trump. And so I was like, okay, at first when somebody shared this to me, this Trump supporter, I said, oh, dang, I guess you got me, man. Like, he did actually say it. But still, he said it the night before the election. Isn't that convenient? Why wait till the night before the election to come out and say, oh, by the way, I'm not going to make it mandatory if you really felt that way? So I thought that was politically convenient. But then at the same time, I was like, well, let me go find out what Trump really said. So again, all it says is, during one of his final campaign rallies in Michigan, he claimed this. So I wasted my time. I mean, hopefully it's not a waste because I did it to inform you guys, but I went through the excruciating pain of watching 3 hours of Trump rallies because Trump apparently spoke in three different places in Michigan on this day. And I wanted to find this quote. I wanted to see, is there an exact quote where Trump says that he's not going to have the vaccine mandated? And so this is what I found. This is all I could find. Here's the part where he says something about Biden building a prison state. The rest of these hour and a half of Trump's talk is pretty much just doing like what he did today, talking about how great the vaccine is. And the thing is, he has his supporters cheering. The people at these rallies, which there's a good amount of people, the Trump supporters, who a lot of them are skeptical. Now when Trump's like, we got this great vaccine and it's awesome and it's going to be, you know, they said we couldn't do it. We told you we'd do it. You know, we're just number one and all this kind of usual Trump talk. And it's like his supporters are buying into it. So check this part out. Look, this is where he says the Biden's building a prison state, but you notice he doesn't say anything about not mandating a vaccine. And I listened to the whole damn thing.
Should have never happened. That should have never been allowed to happen. Joe Biden is promising to delay the vaccine and turn America into a prison state. He's looking you in the face and he's locking you in your home while letting rioters, Antifa, the radical left, run down.
So take note that in this instance, the way he's criticizing Joe Biden is saying that Joe Biden would slow down the vaccine. Did you hear that part? Like, he's like, that was his criticism. It wasn't that, oh, Biden's trying to force you to take the vaccine. He's now saying the bad thing is that Biden's trying to stop you from having this awesome, great vaccine that we made before anybody, you know, when nobody said we could do it before. And he goes on and on bragging about it. Listen to it one more time.
To delay the vaccine and turn America into a prison state. On a silence, censor, cancel, and punish you. If you want your children to be. He's looking you in the face and he's locking you in your home while letting rioters, Antifa, the.
All right, I think I played it one time already, but you guys heard it. He said, you know, Joe Biden's trying to delay the vaccine and lock you in your homes, right? So he's scaring people about the lockdown, which Biden, one of his guys, as I wrote, and I'll show you in a moment, does support lockdowns. But then today, some of Biden's people said that two of his health officials said that they don't support lockdowns. So none of us really know what's going to happen. But the point is that Trump is selling this in a way of like Biden's trying to stop this great vaccine that we created. And it's just so trippy and intriguing to see this happening, that how the propaganda works, where it flips like that. And I do guarantee, I know I see Larry Lane commenting on Facebook saying his base doesn't want the vaccine. I think that's mostly true, but I guarantee you there are going to be some of the most brainwashed that will buy into it and that will support a Trump vaccine just because, you know, it's our team and it's safe or whatever. So I want to show you a couple other rallies, because Trump had three rallies in Michigan that day. The one I just showed you, where that he said that Biden was building a prison state. As I showed you, it doesn't say what that independent article claimed. So even if Trump had said he was going to not do the coronavirus vaccine mandatory, he said that the night before the election. And then I went and watched the talk, and he didn't even say that. Instead, he was promoting the vaccine. And so this time, I searched prison to see if Trump uses the same speech again, because he does. He tends to say the same thing. And here we go. Here's another one. Here's another time where he's complaining that Biden is going to delay the vaccine. This is in a totally different city in Michigan. Hold on. Let me make sure I got the audio on. Yeah. So I just want to really make this point clear, guys, because I move on from Trump in just a moment, because I don't like really talking about Trump. I think it's a waste of time ultimately. But I know that there are some people who are still buying to this narrative that Trump is a good guy. And it really just sucks for the greater conspiracy truther researcher movement, because there is a fracture that's going to exist where these people, whether Trump leaves office or stays, they're going to keep believing that he was a secret good guy that almost beat the deep state, but those damn Democrats just stopped him or whatever, you know, and they're going to go on living in a false reality. And I'm trying to just puncture that as much as possible while Trump is still in office. So check this one out, where he is again criticizing Biden for trying to slow down the vaccine.
Joe Biden is promising to delay the vaccine and turn America into a prison state. That's what he wants. Locking you in your home while letting the far left rioters, they could. So the rioters are the looters.
So he does the same speech every time, basically, but he keeps saying that. So let's look, though, again. I did a keyword search on the transcript of how many times the word vaccine appears in there, and it shows 8 times. So one time is when he says Joe Biden is promising to delay the vaccine. And he says, basically, the country will never be a socialist nation, and that's what they want to do. If you want a vaccine to kill the virus, a job to support your family, and freedom to live the great life, then go cast your ballot for your all-time favorite president. So get it. Trump is saying, if you want a vaccine to kill this virus, vote for me. I mean, how is that not like a promotion of the vaccine? Let's hear him say it.
If you want a vaccine to kill the virus, a job to support your family, and freedom to live the great, great life that you've always want to have, then go cast your ballot tomorrow for your all-time favorite president, I hope.
What a freaking ego. For your all-time favorite president, I hope. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But there you go. He's promoting the vaccine. And I can just keep going on and showing these numbers. Right here, he's saying, we're going to keep saving lives and distribute a vaccine, and we're opening up America again. And there's applause from his people. So despite saying his base doesn't like it, the people in his audience sure do seem to like it. Here's another one, just to make it clear. And this is the day before the election, guys.
Deadly Biden lockdown or a safe vaccine. The vaccine is coming along great. A couple of weeks. It's going to be out soon. That ends the pandemic.
So he's saying there's a pandemic, even though those of us who've done the research know that there's not really a pandemic, that the numbers don't lie, that the tests are faulty, that the lockdowns are harming people, that all these things. And you know, he's criticizing the lockdowns, but he's basically saying, like, if we want the vaccines to end, we need this great virus. And Biden's trying to slow down this great virus. I got one more and then we're going to move on from this. But I just want to hammer this home so you guys can really see this. This is Donald Trump speaking, the president that some of you still believe in, and there is definitely election fraud of various kinds going on. I'm not denying that, but that happens every single election. That is the nature of the U.S. elections. And, you know, many of you don't see that, you don't understand that, but that's what we're dealing with. So please understand that this is not just about being anti-Trump. This is about exposing that many of you have bought into a false hero in the same way that people on the left or the fake left are starting to buy into a false hero with Biden. Check this out.
Percent of hospital rooms, emergency rooms, 3% are related right now, exactly, just came out last night, 3% to the virus. And it will be available free. We're doing the vaccine free. And the reason is that this wasn't your fault. This wasn't anyone's fault. This was China's fault.
Oh, get the crowd cheering, blaming China, even though the U.S. and China both worked on research on bats studying coronaviruses. Don't acknowledge that. But you see that? He's like, oh, it's not your fault. We're going to make sure the vaccine's free. Don't worry about it, guys. Okay, let's see how many other times he mentioned it. Just remember, it's – okay, here we go. So he said it's China's fault, and then he follows it up with this.
Just remember it. Our vaccine will eradicate the virus much more quickly and end the pandemic quickly. Because we want to have our life restored just to normal. That's all we want.
So you see, he's not fighting the vaccines. He might be pushing on the lockdowns, but he's also subtly saying the way to get out of the lockdowns and to end these crazy Democrat lockdowns is through our safe, awesome vaccine, which is going to help you kill the virus, beat the virus. I mean, he says it a number of different times. And then here's one more time. Here he's talking about how great his generals have done because, again, Operation Warp Speed, which is being headed by GlaxoSmithKline and the military, is a military operation. Here's Donald Trump thanking his generals who are involved with the distribution and the spreading of this. So, look, you can argue about election fraud. You can be stuck on all this stuff with Trump. But if you're ignoring the reality that Trump has dropped more bombs than Obama with drone bombs, he's continued surveillance, he's signed the NDA, he's increased people's support of the military and the police, like growing the police state and the idea that we should send out the military to shut people down. He's definitely in bed with big pharma, big oil. He's, you know, promoting the vaccine and he's helping run a military operation. So whether he stays or leaves, he's not your friend.
People have done an incredible job. Our generals, I mean, look at the vaccines. Look at, hey, excuse me, look at me. I go in, sister, I wasn't feeling too good. And they gave me something called Regeneron. The next morning, sister, I woke up.
Oh, by the way, Bill Gates and Donald Trump both hold stock in Regeneron. So I'm sure just by that speech, some people got rich and got a boost. And his big pharma buddies called him the next day and said, hey, thanks for promoting it. You did a great job. All right, guys, we're going to end that story there. But I hope I really hammered that point home. I mean, did I make it clear enough that Donald Trump, if you're still thinking that, I've already went through the different examples. Scott Atlas, back in September, his coronavirus guy said one sentence saying, oh, it's not like we're mandating it. And then the day before the election, the Independent reported that Trump said that, you know, it wouldn't be mandated. But I listened to three-hour rallies of Trump, and he didn't say that. All he said was that Biden was trying to lock people down in a prison state, but instead he was actually promoting the vaccine and promoting how great it was going to be for America and how it was going to be the key to letting people go back to normal. So I really hope you guys will rethink your position if you think he's here to save you.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much.
Don't you fucking tease that whore!